Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning and welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your hosts, Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. And if you missed our first part of the show, we're talking with Lillian Vera on children and depression. You can always catch the podcast at kxoradio.com. Welcome.
Welcome back. And share that podcast with anybody who may want to hear it. Because we're talking about, I mean, right before we went to break, we're talking about the community really is the ears and the eyes of behavioral health, because unfortunately Lillian's only one person, and we don't let her go out and look at every single child in Imperial Valley. So someone's got to notice which children are having problems and get those children in the front door to see Lillian when she can diagnose and treat them.
Yeah, we were talking about pediatricians and teachers and also daycare workers. All the daycares and the preschools out there and all the caregivers.
Coaches, people that are involved in sports.
That's a good example.
Any person that's involved in a child's life, you know, whether it be a clergy person, whether it be, you know, a teacher, a coach, a grandparent, you know, anybody.
It's so important to catch them early.
Yes.
Catch early.
Very, very important. The key is prevention. If we can really prevent things from getting worse, you know, that's the ideal way to deal with, you know, these issues.
And waiting creates a risk that things will get worse.
It does. It definitely does. You know, when you look at the risk of suicide, you know, once you reach those adolescent years, you know, it really does peak. You know, so we really want to prevent, you know, our children from developing these suicidal thoughts.
You know? Do some of the kids that you see as adolescents come from childhoods that you would characterize as depressed and people
definitely.
Just didn't catch it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's always been those children that you kind of go back and get a history of, you know, how they were doing in elementary school, and you see a lot of signs and symptoms that were very evident back then, but really nobody, you know, identified, you know, that this child was probably depressed. And once they reach adolescence, you know, and they're able to express themselves fully, or they're able to make their own choices and decisions, you know, that's when we see a bigger risk. You know, you add that impulsivity in adolescence and, you know, it's not a good combination. It's important to identify.
So let's say that the referral system works, that the eyes and the ears are paying attention, and they find a child who's in distress, who may not be doing well in school, something's going on, maybe they're acting out irritability or whatever, and they get them into your door. How do you determine that you have a depressed child on your hands?
Well, the first thing that we do is we really assess all the areas that the child functions in. You know, how is the family life? What's going on at home? You know, what's the behavior like? What is going on in school? You know, what are the grades like? What's the behavior there? How are they relating to other people? You know, out in the community, you know, if this is a child that used to be very active in sports and, you know, was really motivated to succeed, and all of a sudden he shows no interest. You know, you really have to look at the whole picture to really assess for depression. You know, we do, with some kids that are depressed, we do see in school problems with concentration. And that's where we kind of get a little confused, I think, with ADHD. We find that a lot of children that come in, that are coming in because they're not paying attention and their grades are bad, you do a more comprehensive assessment and you find that there's depression. They're not necessarily ADHD. So that's where we really need to make a distinction and see the whole environment to really determine what this problem is coming from. You know, with ADHD, usually you see that children start developing symptoms very early on. You see around the age of 6 or 7, they were always pretty active.
They hit school and they didn't stop.
They could never really sit still or concentrate, finish tasks. But then with depression, you see maybe that this is a problem that is related to a stressor. You know, let's say grandpa died, and all of a sudden, you know, this child is no longer completing his assignments. He does not want to go to school anymore. He is just totally, you know, not focused, you know, because he's just overwhelmed with grief. Then that's related to depression, not ADHD. And the treatment would be totally different. You know, we would be talking about two different models that we would probably be using for this child. We wouldn't be trying medication. We would probably be going for therapy to help the child deal with grief.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.